Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, women, whether it's swimming or basketball or softball or baseball or volleyball, they can all feel comfortable this morning.
For now.
For now. That their hard-earned position will not be stolen from them by a biological male. Their starting positions, their chance to play in college here in South Carolina, because the governor yesterday signed that Protect Women's Sports bill. Did it with a little fanfare. Clearly didn't want the photo op, but he did do it, and he did sign it. And so this morning, girls can wake up knowing that all their hard work on the sports that they excel in is protected for now. So that's that is great news. And to anyone saying that this is discriminatory, it is not. If you are a female and you want to try out for the boys' team and you can cut it physically and you could play with the boys, more power to you. You are still welcome to do that because this was not a moral bill. This simply said boys have a people who are born male have a biological advantage no matter what they identify as now, and they cannot be allowed to take girls' positions in girls' sports. So huge victory for so many girls I know, including some, you know, my daughters growing up with who are just fantastic at the sports they play and have dedicated themselves. I mean, some of them I know 4 or 5 days a week year round. And that's what it takes to really be great and have big dreams. And for those girls and their parents who've done all of the hard work, they today don't have to worry about losing that spot that no other girl could beat them for, Lee, to a boy. Probably couldn't cut it on the boys' team.
In a related story, this just in from the Associated Press, from Chicago, the U.S. Soccer Federation has reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally.
I'm confused. Why would they do that, though, Lee? I thought there's no difference between men and women. Would that need to be... why are they even distinguishing?
Well, of course, you know, that's one of the things that the women's U.S. soccer team had been, you know, concerned about, that they were not paid equally with the men.
Well, they should just try out for the men's team. I mean, there's no biological difference, right? Yeah, so, just try out for the men's team, and you'll get paid like the men, right?
But, you know, and I'm sorry, this is going to come down to capitalism, which that's what sports is. It is a capitalistic enterprise. You know, when it comes to professional sports, that is capitalism.
Yeah, it is. That's not college anymore.
No, that's capitalism. And this is a profession. That's why it's called pro, professional sports. And the question then, okay, if the pay is going to be equal, then you would expect equal performance or similar performance with regard to the return on investment, which means ticket sales and means, you know, advertising through, you know, media buys, which means that you have to have an equal or similar number of eyes on the television or ears to the radio or the internet broadcast or whatever. And that's just simply not the case. I mean, pardon me for pointing out the facts here, but the fan participation of U.S. soccer for women is not equal to U.S. soccer for men. Now, quite honestly, soccer in this country is still nowhere near any other sport.
No. You know, I think if we're going to just spread the money around, you know what I mean, like redistribute it like that, then I think we ought to just go ahead and take some of those NFL players, you know, and give some of their salary to the soccer players, right? Because it's not fair that football generates more views and impressions than soccer, right? I mean, why don't we just keep going?
And it is interesting that the soccer teams are generally using football fields.
See, there you go.
So,
meanwhile, this is going to cause a kerfluffle. It's fascinating. And you know what's so funny? When in our world, when somebody speaks the truth, it is major news because it's such a rare thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, and when the truth is not just the truth, but acknowledged, unacknowledged scientific reality, that is even more radical to do in our world. They will destroy you for acknowledging scientific realities because they cannot argue with you. So this is going to cause the stuff to hit the fans. You see this? World Swimming Coaches Association, the World Swimming Coaches Association, just announced its stance on transgender athletes. This comes after biological male swimmer Will Leah Thomas made headlines for competing, in the women's swim team at the University of Pennsylvania and coming in first place in a race against female swimmers when, as a male, he could not, to save his life, pull that off against other men because he's just simply not as good of a swimmer as they are. Anyway, the Women's Swimming Coaches Association's new position, they just put this out, is that on grounds of fairness in swimming, transgender athletes, male to female transgender, should not be able to compete in women's sports. Yep, that's what they said. They said on the grounds of fairness, the inclusion of transgender people cannot coexist in the current competitive model because it is biologically unfair. I know this is radical. And to women.
This is the group that oversees the women's swimming program.
Well, no, it's the World Swimming Association.
Okay. So that's the coaches.
This is the coaches. This represents the world's foremost swimming coaches, college and country. So, now they're saying what we need is to preserve the female division for only biological females and create an open division. And they'll call it open instead of male, where biological males and transgender females could race in one division or categorization.
Okay, so let's take this to the next logical projection then. So it's okay to be a woman competing in sports, but there should be no such thing as men's sports.
Uh-huh, that's where we are now.
Yeah.
At least this group, anyway.
At least that's the logical next step here is that you will no longer have men's sports. You will have an open sports category, and then you'll have a women's sports category.
Yes, but at least there will be a biological distinction between the two.
We won't mention it unless it's
you got to be biologically male to swim in the open category. So let me put this way: if you are a biological male, you swim in the open category. So you could identify as a woman, but if you're born a man, then you swim in the open category. And if you are a man, then you swim in the open category. And they're just going to call it open instead of male.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's preferable to what we have now.
True, where you were threatening the very existence of women's and girls' sports.
But they did say what is patently obvious on its face, which is essentially if transgender swimmers who are male to female swimmers are allowed to compete in women's sports, it will destroy women's sports. It's just not going to have it anymore. And the left doesn't care. They don't care what they have to destroy.
No.
This is a fad. This is what they're into, and this is what they're going to do. So, Lee, expect the World Swimming Coaches Association to be canceled in 3, 2, 1. Because cancellation is what they do to you when they cannot make an argument. They cannot make a scientific argument. They can't do it. So they just cancel you.
Right.
And call you names.
Yeah.
Texter writes, women's soccer is better. They don't fake their falls. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of theatrics out there. Yeah,
yeah, there is.
I mean, but we've seen that in football, too. So.
Yeah. Texter writes, they need to create a mixed league. Well, somebody's going to propose that. All right, so everybody's off yourself. It's all mixed. You know that going in. If you're biologically female, you know you're going to have to compete against males, and you're fine with that. You could do it. But let's keep the women-only designation on some sports. So all that, very interesting overnight. They're going to get absolutely walloped. Of course, their position is different than the NCAA. The NCAA can't tell the difference between men and women, has no clue what the differences are if they do, in fact, exist. So be interesting to see if the coaches, who are now in open revolt, can affect the science of the NCAA, which is to say no science at all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the Department of Injustice going after Abbott Nutrition, Nancy Pelosi vowing there'll be indictments after four babies got sick and two died from drinking formula. And the indictments really, also, they're just for embarrassing the Democrat Party. That's what you get. It's really the only crime they go after you for at the Department of Justice. You embarrass them, make them look bad, or find some other way to beat them. There's suddenly an interest in prosecuting the folks at Abbott. Why wasn't there one before? After all, we had our Health and Human Services director on CNN 2 days ago saying, well, we knew about this since last fall. Since last fall? Yeah, last fall. We did nothing. Huh. No criminal charges? It's weird. Why would nobody pursue that? Because you can. Because there's no evidence. Wait, there's no evidence? There's no evidence. This whole baby formula story, folks, is really, really weird the deeper you dig into it. Here's some of what's come out in recent days. It's a little below the headline, so you don't see it, but here's what's interesting. The formula, there is no evidence that the formula consumed by the sick infants, including the two who died, came from the Sturgis plant. Here's the problem, and Democrats are out there blaming this company. But you can now see why nobody moved to investigate them. I'm talking about the DOJ until now. Here's why. Because there's no link between their formula and the dead babies. Not at all? Nope. Now, the two children died of something called Chronobacter Sakazaki. And that was found at the plant. So everybody said, well, you know, that's it. Well, no, here's the problem. It was another strain. The strain at the plant is different from the strain that the two babies died from. And the two babies who died from it, both had a different strain from each other. And neither of the two strains that the children died from, because they've now been genetically sequenced, the strains, are the same one as the plant. What? Why did they shut it down? Wall Street Journal coming at this question from another direction a couple of days ago, saying, look, it's very, particularly when you've got a plant that produces something really critical, it could be meat, chicken, you know, something that a lot of the public needs, it's a major plant. They rarely shut them down when there are violations like this. They might come in and take over, but they keep them up and running. Instead, they shut this plant down, knowing it would cause massive shortages, and did nothing. So this is why there's been no pursuit of prosecution here. There is no evidence of any kind linking the Coronabacter Sakazaki found or that killed the babies to the formula from the plant or to the plant itself. They cannot find a link. Again, and what confused everybody, if you're kind of catching this in your car and you're moving your coffee around, that is because they did find Coronabacter Sakazaki at the plant. However, it is a common microbe. You could go find it probably in your house right now at very low levels. They did not find it on the equipment or anything having to do with food production. And again, the strain that the two infants died from is a different strain from the one they found in the plant. In fact, there's three strains total. One in a plant that never made its way. They could not find it on the production equipment. One in one of the children, which is a second strain in one of the children, and a third strain in the other. You cannot link it to the formula, period. They haven't found it in the formula. They cannot trace a line between the plant and the kids. Yet they shut it down. Why? Why, when they normally would come in a critical piece of national infrastructure like this, and they'd let it keep, they would, you know, Uber supervise it, but they'd keep it running. Among the four infants who became ill, two of whom died, the FDA did not directly blame the bacteria. Of course they didn't. You know why? This is three different strains. Coronabacter, an FDA statement said, may have contributed to a cause of death for both patients, but they're not certain that that was the thing that killed them. So the company is denying responsibility for the infant deaths and illnesses, and they should. There is absolutely no link. There's none whatsoever. Now, it may emerge later, in which case they should be held accountable. But there's your answer. This is why the FDA, or I should say the Department of Injustice, was never pursuing them before. They have no evidence. They're not going to be able to get this. But it's a good talking point right now. So the question remains, having no direct link, why shut this down and leave it shut down? Especially when the company told the FDA weeks ago it was ready to restart, that they could get it going again. They had it up to par to run it. They just needed to go ahead from the FDA and they couldn't get it. Folks, at some point, you start to wonder, I'm not saying it is the case, at some point you start to wonder, are they astroturfing these shortages? Was this on purpose? Now, I mean, it's the federal government, so they're so damned incompetent, you never can say with these people. I mean, it's always hard to say. But these questions remain. And then, why hasn't Joe Biden used the Defense Production Act to get it back up and running to do this? And also, why hasn't Joe Biden used his executive authority to lift the red tape that is preventing baby formula from outside the country, including from Ireland and Germany, from coming into the country? Why? You start putting that stuff together and you're like, well, they either don't give a rip about babies, which clearly they don't. I mean, look, this is a Senate that just got 49 Democrat votes for infanticide, abortion up to the day of birth. So clearly they don't care about children. I mean, that goes without saying. But again, if this was Trump, he'd be doing, there'd be executive orders. We'd be lifting the regulations. We'd be taking in, you know, European formula. They would have frozen the formula. They knew damn well for weeks this has been building as they sent formula to the borders. They would have redirected it to these poor moms. They didn't. They had the whole semi-trucks full down at the border. Didn't redirect it. It's like they enjoy the panic. But you'd think, I mean, obviously they don't care about human beings. You'd think just to save themselves, the Democrats would do something, but they're not. They aren't. It's so strange.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this is an amazing threefer. Yep, Joe Biden making Barack Obama proud. Remember when he laid down what the goal of the new Democrat Party under him would be if he was elected?
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Yeah, so energy prices necessarily skyrocket. Electricity rates necessarily skyrocket. You'll be lucky if you could afford to put the lights on part of the time. That's the goal. And they're achieving it. Joe Biden going way beyond where Barack Obama ever even dreamed with this threefer today, this incredible set. I mean, this is historic. Do you realize, I wake up this morning, okay, new record high gas price. Do you realize, we'll lay out the three records just set. For nine days in a row, we have hit a new record gas price. That's never happened before. 9 days straight. Today is day nine. Record gas price. Never before seen. So congratulations to Joe Biden on that. The goal, of course, is to necessarily skyrocket electricity costs because they're a cult. And they believe that if electricity gets so expensive, that we'll somehow learn to invent ways to use green energy means to run our economy. We don't know what those ways are since that technology doesn't exist in terms of the batteries to store it. That's why we can't transition to sun and solar and all that. But that doesn't matter to the Democrats, they believe, because they're a cult. They're a doomsday cult, as Tucker Carlson called them. And they believe that if we can just get, you know, to $10 a gallon gas, people go to electric vehicles and somebody will invent this battery. A battery capable of holding the solar and wind power, we can run our cars and everything will be great. Even though we literally have no technological way to do it, even if we were to force everybody into an electric vehicle right now. But that doesn't matter. Details don't matter. It's the belief. It's what they believe and whether it makes them feel good. So that led to the second record today. We've never before had nine straight days in a row of record gas prices where it goes up and up and up and up. We've never done that. But this is also the first time the gas prices have been over $4 a gallon in every single state, all 50 states for the first time ever. So we hit that yesterday. That's a new record. That's awesome. Good for them. And the Democrats setting all kinds of records. I mean, these are the people responsible for a single year 30 percentage point increase in homicides, you know, nationwide. We never seen that either. I mean, so they're doing things that if you set out to do, I mean, this is not incompetence. This is achievement. It's just a perverse and bizarre destructive achievement. But these are achievements. I mean, even Barack Obama didn't manage this. So gas prices over $4 a gallon in all 50 states. And, of course, the third record, we can say again today, highest diesel and gas prices ever achieved. So very exciting times. If you are part of the cult that calls itself the Democrat Party and you believe that we need to go green somehow. Never mind that Elon Musk himself said over a year ago they had done a pretty intensive study of, okay, if we transition the entire fleet here in America to electric, if we transition the whole fleet, what would it take? Well, we're going to have to double The energy that that flows through the grid, and it significantly increased the size of the grid. So that energy is going to have to come from natural gas. It's going to have to come from nuclear. It's going to have to come from coal. It's going to have to come from something. Even if they force you into this car. So what would we, if we all did what they're trying to get us to do right now, which is everybody goes out and buy an electric car. We couldn't because there aren't enough electric cars. But assuming they ramped up production, right? We could only drive half the time. I mean, I drive on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You drive Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I mean, that's where we'd have to be at because we don't, the grid can't power it. And they won't allow us to expand the grid. They're shutting down these gas pipelines, not opening them up. I mean, we could maybe do it with nuclear, but they won't let us do that either. So, I mean, this is just pure destruction for destruction's sake. That's what this is. But these are achievements, perverse achievements. But you know what's so sick about this, folks? Just the sickness of it is this. Circle back Psaki admitting last week that inflation, so we're talking about the price of food, okay? It's all funny. It's all fun and games till we get to food. Then it's not funny anymore. It's not funny at all. This is Circleback admitting last week that 2/3 of the cost of inflation, she says, is caught. Well, I'll let her explain.
We know if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices.
Says the administration that just put a new methane tax on natural gas. They're messing with your ability to eat. That's where we are right now. This isn't funny anymore. They're messing with your ability to eat. And there's two reasons we are hitting these records right now. We were on a steady upward climb due to the 70 regulations that Joe Biden has put on drilling to make it very hard for us to drill and for people who do want to drill to get financing. So there's that. But that alone was not enough to do it. And the American people have to begin to understand why it is that this is happening before none of us can afford to eat. And there's a second reason. This is the one the American people don't grasp. And I've asked those of you who use this show for show prep, because I'm on the East Coast and you're not, to please begin to explain this to the American people. We are in a desperate place. The second reason that these prices are hitting record highs day in and day out is the Russian sanctions. See, they lied to you. They lied to you when they sent the Joe Manchin, the Democrat senator, out with Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator, in that bipartisan show of force to assure that it would be just, you know, a very small, like maybe a dime extra in increased price to sanction Putin. Well, you would hardly miss it. No. And again, the International Energy Agency warned us back in March that if we sanctioned Putin, we would cause a, quote, oil shock, unquote, of a size we haven't seen in over 40 years, and that would spin Western nations who sanctioned Putin into a recession. That is the price of the sanctions. That is the price. Now, we might be willing to pay that, given the destruction we see in Ukraine on our TV. Maybe we are willing to suffer at that level to help those people. You think if the American people supported that, though, they wouldn't have to lie about it. They wouldn't have to lie about what it would do to prices. But now we're getting that recession that the International Energy Agency warned us about in March. And they just came out again 2 days ago with another warning that it's going to get worse if we keep the sanctions on Russia. It's going to get worse. So far, we've only taken about barrels of Russian oil off the market. We're going to be at 3 million. So this is just the beginning of the suffering. Now, it might be worth it, as I explained over and over again, it might be worth it, like I said, if we were hurting Russia. And we're going to struggle to afford food. And yeah, meals are going to have to go further. And yeah, some of us are going to begin to lose our homes, be on the street. But, you know, we could help. Everybody would be happy because, you know, we're helping the Ukrainians. And that's the most important thing. Except we're making Russia rich. They're getting rich. Doubled their oil revenue since the sanctions because we've raised the price so high. They're getting a massive price for it on the black market where they're selling it to India and China. And they're selling 1/3 less oil. Third less oil, double the revenues. So we, the only people getting rich here are the Russians. By the way, did you see this? They're only having a mild recession there. That is how much we have helped them with these sanctions. Mild recession. When this began, it was supposed to be an economic apocalypse for Russia. Probably would have been. But Joe stepped up with the sanctions and saved them. And people don't even understand. They don't understand that is what is causing the pain. So what this means is Putin is just a scapegoat. The only person really sanctioned and punished here was you. But, you know, we can change it. We can change it starting noon today. We did this at noon today. But at the end of the week, you'd see us back off these record highs. And by the end of the month, things would be a lot better. All we got to do is take sanctions off Russia. It'll hurt Russia, too, by the way. Because right now, Putin doesn't have to choose. He's not experiencing any discomfort at home because there's no economic pain. Because we've jacked the price of oil up for him. And we really wanted to hurt him, we'd lift Joe Biden's regulations, too. We could plummet the cost. We could cut the price of oil by half if we wanted to. We'd probably do that in a couple of months. But we won't. We won't do that. And that's because the Democrats are just pure destruction. For the sake of destruction, that's where we are. So we're setting record highs, and that is why. The Russian sanctions have to go. They have to go before people can't afford to eat here. Unless they're Russian. Russia's going to be fine, but not you. Texter writes, if things get so bad that gas is $10 and food is hard to find or pay for, which I think really is, honestly, I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking that's the goal of the Democrat Party. Do you think, Texter writes, the states will secede before that happens? I don't think that the states need to secede before that happens. I think they need to nullify. I mean, I think the best way forward is just to say to the EPA, no, we're going to go ahead and drill. You say to the federal government, we're going to go ahead and drill. We're going to go ahead and drill. You go do what you want, but we're doing that here in Florida. We're doing that here in Alaska. You're not regulating us anymore. And the really cool thing about that is, you know who just set the precedent for that? We hope. Alito and the majority on the court. See, because if they stick with this Roe ruling, which throws out both Roe and Casey. Me won't tell you it throws out Casey. That's a best kept secret in the reporting on this. It throws out Casey. Casey is a case the left has been trying to get thrown out for a long time because it limits abortion. And so what they won't tell you is that Alito and the so-called conservative majority on the court did not just throw out Roe, which says you can have an abortion. They threw out Casey, which says the court has the right to limit abortions to up to 22 weeks. I threw that out. And again, the left has been trying to get that thrown out for a long time because they want infanticide. So that is probably not the story you've been seeing. But the reason they did it was they said, look, their abortion is not in the Constitution. We have no right to rule on it. That's reserved for the states. So you guys decide. Well, that argument, if you're going to make that argument that, well, you know, I can't find a right to privacy in the Constitution if I text search it, and the right to privacy is what that Roe ruling was based on. It doesn't exist. They just made it up. The court made it up. Well, I mean, if they're going to begin to take that point of view, we need to do this. We need states to say to the EPA, go pound sand. Sorry, federal government has no ability to regulate state, you know, drilling in states. They just don't. They can regulate trade across state lines. So, I mean, if there's some kind of trade in oil or something like that, they can regulate that. But they can't regulate drilling. I'd love to see the test case for this with a court that thinks in this way. Now, Ron DeSantis decided to drill off the coast anyway. Good. He has every right to. Because if you use that logic they just used in Roe on drilling, problem solved. Democrats, Congress, they don't have control over this. That is the irony. This is completely unconstitutional. Somebody just needs to go first.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.